Blog Talk Radio.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Okay, class. We want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie,
that government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night I fight for organic GMO-free food.
During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the Wiretap, the Millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com.
Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
All right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Monday, so TGIM, everyone. Another broadcasting week is starting for us here. So we will have Christina joining us as our usual Monday co-host here in just a second. If you want to be a part of the show out there in Radio Land, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into today's conversation. So let's go ahead and bring Christina in here. Welcome in, Christina.
Good evening, Proof. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, you are welcome. My pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. How are you?
I don't even know if I want to answer.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Maybe I shouldn't
have
asked.
Well, I might as well share now. It was super windy all day today with 45-mile-an-hour winds. And so my allergies are messed up, and I have a migraine. And I want you to do the show because I don't want you thinking I'm, like, injured half the times that I want to try and do a show.
You know, my daughter had a migraine this morning. She called me, or she messaged me early. She's like, Mom, I'm like, which one of these do I take? But she had one. I never thought about that. Hers could have been caused kind of by the same thing, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been that way here, too. The wind, it's just, you know, it's crazy. So it's that time of year.
Yeah, so I loved it was nice yesterday out. It was.
Yeah.
We still have not hit 80 degrees, which is rare for people in Las Vegas. But it was in the mid-70s yesterday. And
yeah, it was that warm
nice
here.
I left my bathroom window open so my cats can get some fresh air. Because they don't go outside at all. And when I woke up, it was so windy that just from that wind alone triggered a headache for, like, the entire day.
You said cats?
Yeah, we have six cats, yes.
Oh, my gosh. You sure you're not allergic to your cats? Goodness.
No, I'm not. Why would I be allergic for 8 to 10 hours and then I'm fine?
Well, that's true. That's true. I had a horrible, I found out I was allergic to them in college. Well, no, I had one in college, and I was sick a lot, and I didn't realize I was allergic to the cat until after I had my first child after college. And it was crazy, and I just, it finally clicked. I figured it out. But I was so allergic to them and didn't even know it. I just thought I was sick all the time. So, but if you've been around them a lot, then you would know.
Yeah, all my cats are between 6 and 10 years old, and we've had them all since kittens. So, I would have known by now. But that's not
it.
Yeah. But I have a history over the last year and a half that when it's super windy like it is now, that I better not go outside or I'm going to face the cold truth, literally.
Yuck, yeah, and those are not fun. So hopefully it won't make you so sick that you, like, you know, it's to hit your stomach and stuff.
Oh, my
stomach. I know that's what happened to me. So I'm beginning to wonder if we're still in America with everything happening.
Well, Mexico is about to join the Canada-Russia BRICS. And use their currency. So Japan already signed off on that. Japan's going to side with China, which those two are mortal enemies.
Yeah, I can't believe that. I mean,
That's how bad Brandon is, and the only people in the world that don't see it is 50% of America.
Do you really think that 50% still are supporting him?
Between the uneducated radicals and the people that don't vote, I'd say half the United States has no clue what's going on.
Oh, I mean, it is, it's really frightening what is happening. I just, at the, did you hear the video of him talking about that, why this is happening, why they're indicting Trump? I mean, did you listen to it? The one where he was saying he's doing this so that Trump can't be in power again?
I haven't heard any videos, but I downloaded a bunch. So
there's one on, was it on Twitter? It was either on Twitter or Instagram. And it's him. Just I've listened to it a million times. I wrote down everything he said. It's not very long, but he said.
Hey, if you can find the clip, send me the clip and I'll upload it and I'll play it.
Okay. No, I can. Let me do that. That's a good idea.
Yeah,
I'll
any
do that
clip you want, tell me to download it for the show and I'll do that.
Okay. Where did that just go? Let me see. Can you do an Instagram clip?
No, we could find out.
Well, where on earth? Of course, now it's gone. Where did it go?
Wouldn't that be illegal to jail somebody just because they're running against you? I thought that up until April of 2023 that was illegal.
Oh, I think that is wholeheartedly what's going on. I have no doubt that that's it.
Well,
I just
remember on day one when they had James Clapper, among others, saying that in this presidency they're going to go after everybody who did not support them, including libertarians. So,
I believe it.
So I think right now they're just setting the stage, but if Brandon or another Democrat gets a term, then watch out. We're on a bad course. I think in 2025, if they're allowed to go on, that's what we're going to get.
Oh, there will be a war. I mean, we can't take that again. There's no way.
No,
I mean,
and that's why I've been saying for a long time, you're going to have China, Russia, Iran, and many other nations and American soldiers versus the American public. It's going to be everybody against us. And half of us has no clue what's going on.
Yeah. Come on, pop-up video.
Can you imagine we're about to be invaded by our own nation and half of our population has no clue and they'll defend it?
I mean, I can't believe it. It's not believable, to be honest. I just honestly can't believe that people are that blindsided. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I understand now what, Marjorie Greene was talking about basically breaking away or separating.
Yeah, national divorce, right.
Yeah, and, you know, I think basically what they're trying to say there is it's time. You know, everybody needs to read the Declaration of Independence, and it's time that we do what that tells us we can do. It's time that we just leave this government behind and create a whole new one.
Yeah.
that might be the only thing we can do. So...
Well, the other part would be that we separate into three nations.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
because you would concede, like anybody would concede, that California, Oregon, Washington becomes their own country.
Yeah.
And,
I can see that.
You have the Northeast from New Jersey to Maine.
Okay.
Maybe Pennsylvania goes in there. I don't know. And we have to figure out what to do with Chicago.
Yeah.
Other than that, everybody else would still be America. Those blocks would become their own nations.
I know that. Well, I'm trying to think. Are there any other states here in the middle? Well, Illinois, obviously.
Yeah, but that's just Chicago. That's not the whole state.
That's true. Very true. But what else was I gonna? Did you hear about the? There was an earthquake in Papua New Guinea.
No, I didn't.
7.0. Not good. You have to wonder how much of this is being driven purposely. I don't know what to think.
Did you send that clip? I was trying to listen for it.
I'm trying to find it. It's crazy. It was just on my Instagram, and now all of a sudden, let me look on here and see my freaking computer.
All right, let me see if I got it.
So it's just, it was right there, and then now it's gone. Let me go on here and try to find it again.
All right, well, I downloaded a bunch of clips, but I did not upload
it's
them to
really
the switchboard yet.
It's a really short one. And I don't know if it just pushed it way down or... I guess I could have put in just a Biden clip about Trump's indictment. And I was literally, I hate when it does that. That's the only thing about Instagram, and they just, I can't ever figure out how to save things. Well, not save, but find things after I've seen them. Once they move them, I don't think it was on, maybe, let me check Twitter. Heck, maybe it is on Twitter. Possible. I'm sure they've been posting it. I mean, that's what they're saying this is all about, literally. I mean, in that speech, he literally mentioned about the power thing. You know, he doesn't want him back in power.
I think I know where I can get that.
I mean, it's just crazy that they're doing this. That's what I was watching, Crossroads with Joshua Phillips, and that's what he's talking about. You know, he's like, they're opening the floodgates. They're like, they've just made it okay for them to go back and go after any president that they want to, because never in history has this been allowed to happen. So they said they can go back and go after Obama, after, you know, they can go back and go after any president they want to, if they're allowing this. And I know they were talking about, obviously, you know, this about, like, there's no way he can spend time in prison because he would have to have Secret Service around him all the time protecting him.
Yeah, so how would you have Secret Service in a jail? you're going to arrest his Secret Service?
Yeah.
So unless it was recent, I have this where when asked during a press conference after the midterms in November 2022 whether the world should be prepared for Trump to run again for presidency in 2024, Brandon said he would make sure he doesn't get elected. And he says, we just have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run, sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become president again.
That's it.
That's what they're doing right now, where they're bogging him down with lawsuits, thinking that's going to stop him.
Yep, that's it.
They're talking, I didn't hear anything yet, but they're talking about a gag order put on Trump so that he can't run for president. He can run, and his name can be on the ballot, but they want to stop him from saying anything that could be in relation to him becoming president in 2024. So if that happens, you would have all these various groups that would be paying for advertising, but Trump can't do it. It would be just people like us creating ads. And he wouldn't be able to tour. He wouldn't be able to do speeches. He would just he'd be in the basement as much as Brandon.
Yeah. I'm just so sick of all of it. It seems like all that the elections are about anymore is just attacking each other.
So do they think that that's what's going to help them get elected again? Is take the guy that everybody wants and arrest him so you have no choice but to vote for Brandon? Is that how we're going to play?
That's how they're trying to play. I mean, Biden literally just makes me sick anymore. When I listen to him, I mean, he is obviously terrified to have Trump run against him.
So, Don, just trying to understand the conversation here. So the George Soros-backed way of thinking is to get everybody in America to think, well, I like Trump and I would vote for him, but he's in jail, so I have no choice but to vote for Brandon.
Right.
Is that what I'm thinking, what they're trying to throw at us?
Yeah. I mean, obviously Biden said it back in November. You know, there is no justice anymore, because you look at, tell me who's been the worst for the country. Some of the things you're pointing out that Trump did, I'm sorry, but they didn't hurt we the people. The things that Biden and Hunter have done, oh my God. I mean, they literally are, well, Biden is literally responsible right now for where we are. For the destruction of America.
No,
I realize that,
and you realize that, of course, and our listeners, I'm sure, realize that. But remember, you have half the nation that has no clue.
I mean, are they all okay financially? Are they not struggling? Have they not noticed food prices?
They don't care.
Oh, people just lost their ever-living minds. I mean, it's sickening. I mean, the egotistical mind is just sickening. Wow.
So I don't know if you watched the latest Broccoli Man clip yet. I'm going to go to it early because I think that right now is a good place where you could see this.
Okay.
Yeah, so let me get this going here for us.
Okay.
You have the link, right?
I'm trying to get to it. My freaking computer isn't up yet, so I'm going to...
Right.
I've got this other... It's going to take me a few minutes. Oh, I hate when this stuff happens. I've got my other phone here, but I've never logged into Rumble on it. So I can do that real quick. Okay, here we go.
Complaining about the sexualization of her own child.
All right, just waiting on you.
Okay,
no rush.
Yeah.
Just, we're on air.
I tell you, all the stuff going on with this trans crap is just unbelievable, too.
Let me just share that while we're waiting, California, they're still negotiating their reparations deal that they want everybody in America to pay for black people in California. So now, they're up to $7.6 million a year that they feel that they can give every black person. And then after that, they're going to come around and give money to LGBTQPT whatever plus. So they're going to create stipends for them.
Unbelievable.
So it will cost the average American family $142,000 a year, I think it is.
I'm sorry, but they're not getting a red cent from me. No way.
Oh, they just raise your taxes and take your property away. That's all.
Okay. I'm about there. All right. I think I got it finally. Okay. Now I need to turn my volume down. Oh.
Okay, I'll wait for you.
Okay, I think... Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so this one's called Repercussions, featuring the millennials. So if you're ready, we'll have at it here. So 3, 2, 1, action.
No. It's that something duck error again. I hate that broccoli person.
Hey broccoli man. Why do you have to come bother us? You Republicans are always out looking for trouble.
You are just mad you white peoples will have to pay me my fat stacks for my slave reparations. California is going to demand that everyone in America pay all the black peoples in California $7.6 million a year just for being black. Then we finna negotiate an annual payment for being a trans.
Yeah, we finna be rich. And you cisgendered white people are going to pay for it. I have to pay for the black reparations because I am the wrong skin color. But at least I am trans, so I will get some of that money's back.
So, how do you think everyone is going to pay this?
They said if everyone who is black gets $7.6 million a year, and then trans people get $5 million a year.
Don't forget LGBTQ plus people get $4.8 million a year.
Right. So if everyone gets their cheddar, it will cost every white person in America who is not gay or trans about $142,000 every year.
That is more than what the average family makes in a year. How are they going to pay that?
Who cares? You should learn how to be trans.
Not my problem. Go work a second job. I don't give any F's at all.
This will bankrupt the entire United States.
What part of I do not care do you not understand?
If you do not pay, then you will get arrested just like your man Trump will be.
I have asked every Democrat I can think of. What crimes did Trump commit?
Trump committed lots of crimes. That is why he is going to prison.
He should get the death penalty for all the bad things he has done.
Well, if he committed a crime, you can say what it is that he did, right? And if you have evidence of him committing crimes, shouldn't you be a key witness in his court case?
Look you something, Ducker. I don't have to do jack squat. He is guilty because he is a Republican.
We should only allow Democrats to live. Everyone else should be rounded up and taken to jail.
But that means the end to the Constitution.
I don't give an F about the Constitution.
You will no longer have rights.
That is okay, as long as Trump cannot be as a president.
We will become a third world country.
I don't care. I would move to North Korea if it meant not having Trump as president.
We should not be arresting people just because they are not your preferred political affiliation.
Yes, we should. It means you are our enemy.
Your way of life will change with the USA being a third world country. You will have no more food.
I am prepared to eat Z-Bucks and don't see nothing. I will own nothing and I will be happy.
I would rather eat bugs than to have Trump as president.
You realize you will be drafted to go to war to fight China, Russia, Iran, and other nations?
If I get drafted into a war, I want to be sent to Florida and fight Republicans.
January 6th was the worst thing that ever happened in America. All those Republicans wanting freedom.
People that want freedom are fascists.
How is it that people that order you to get a gene therapy, wear a scam, and arrest people for being a political opponent are considered freedom-minded? Yet if you tell someone to do what they want because it is their right, they are the fascists?
Speaking of which, why are you not wearing a scam?
Did you not see any of the mainstream articles about how wearing scams make you even more sick?
I don't care. It means you are supporting Brandon if you wear your scam. You're a communist if you do not wear a scam.
We need every single baby to have their gender changed the second they are born. No baby should ever be the gender they were born.
We also need to ban heterosexual marriage. Only gay marriage should be allowed.
I would live in a dumpster and eat my own feces rather than have Trump as president.
Look, you fool. There's absolutely nothing you can say or do that would ever make me think that a Republican can live with us liberals. We're loving and liberal. You churchgoers and people that want families are what is wrong with America. You will not let us have drag queen story time and let us do lap dances on five-year-olds.
You are also against abortions and kids getting their wieners whacked off.
You are in a sick cult. No society ever allowed diddling kids and being anti-God and live to be a great nation. We are going to go into the abyss because we turned our back on God.
We are doing great. We are getting paid for abusing a trans, and it is okay for us to beat up people for abusing Christian or Republican or not wearing a scam. It is you that is not doing great because you support tyranny. Screw your freedom.
Hey everyone. We are headed for a national divorce. It is becoming impossible to live with liberals.
You can live with liberals. You just have to listen and obey us.
Anyway, do not become a radical leftist or pro-communist.
What is wrong with communism?
So, you called me a communist, and then you are defending communism?
Yes. Absolutely.
Anyway, do not be like these losers. Please get right with God. Also, check out the Proof Negative radio show. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and always keeps everyone up to date with the real news you need to know about. Check him out at freedomizerradio.com 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Look for the Proof Negative radio show and also the other shows on the Freedomizer Radio Network.
You said he is a he. He does not sound trans. I hate him already.
I like to beat up cisgender people because I am loving and liberal. Now go find your scam and put it on or else we will incite more violence against you, something that cares. You need to be compliant to enjoy the freedom we will give you.
Alright, I hope that was okay.
That was good, yeah. It's really spot on. That's for sure.
Oh. Yeah, well, they say they'd rather live in a dumpster and eat their own feces than have Trump as president. You can't get any more clear than that.
No, that's for sure. Oh. No. I was just seeing some mentions of Obama blaming Trump for China. That's funny.
Well, about the spy balloons or about something else?
I don't know. It just says down under, Obama lays blame on Trump. I don't know what that's all about.
Interesting. I'll have to catch up on that later, but I mean, it's the things going on, it's just so vividly clear that the devil is in charge. I mean, all this transgender stuff, I mean, this is really disturbing. Really disturbing. Our children are in grave danger. I mean, if parents have got to keep a close eye on what's going on. I was watching today a clip from the High Wire, and he had on this woman, her and her husband, they have a school they run in Florida. Now, of course, it's one of those schools where only the truly wealthy can afford to send their children. But yeah. During the pandemic, they knew what was coming. So they set it up to where they got ahead of it, and they just let everybody know. They let the parents and the students and everybody know that they were not going to participate in locking down. They weren't going to shut down school, and they weren't going to wear masks, and they didn't want their teachers getting the shots.
Right.
So what happened, have you heard of it? I think it's Centner Academy.
No.
But anyway, so what happened is the woman was very, you know, honest, and she said, so when we first announced all this, you know, we had parents coming to us saying, what? You know, you're going to keep the school open? You're not going to let them get the shot? You know, are you crazy? So she said, I lost a lot of contracts. But she said, what happened is then all of a sudden we get this tidal wave of new parents coming in. So their school, like, grew like crazy. And then she said what happened was whenever food and things, shortages popped up, you know, to where some things weren't available anymore, she said that they literally went and bought, I forget the amount of acreage, they bought a bunch of land, and they put a big greenhouse and crops. So they're growing their own food. So school, literally, the children are eating food that they're growing. I mean, it's phenomenal. The schools, it's 100% gluten-free, 100% organic. I mean, you know, this is what schools should be like. But like I said, you know, it's like $30,000 a year. So, you know, who can afford that for their child? But this is what we need to look at. Making new schools available and in a new system. But, oh my gosh, that would be so awesome to have a school like that for your children that you don't have to worry about them. Because you can't help but not worry these days. Honestly. It's sad, but I think every school should almost have some type of, you know, law enforcement or something there watching it. And some have it to where, well, I don't know how you would do that, but they need to make it to where people can't get in. But I guess you got to be able to get out, so you have to be careful with that. But that's shooting in Nashville, that was just horrendous. Oh my gosh. Did you watch the video?
It just gets me. I don't believe that video one bit, just so you know.
You don't believe the two officers going in and shooting her? Or wait, yeah, it was a woman.
Well, that's the whole thing. So how is it that they had hundreds of kids in this school and they were all able to get upstairs without anybody hearing them? And when the shooter started, they were wearing Pumas, and or they were wearing Vans, and then they were wearing Pumas later. So they changed shoes somehow. And we get 12 seconds of video of this girl in a class, in a school, by herself, where it looks like a role-playing game. And then the police shoot her while she's by herself, just standing.
Yeah, I saw that. But I think, wasn't she trying to shoot at them? I guess they were afraid. I don't know. I mean, I have no doubt that she was possibly a setup, you know, because they're wanting to take
guns away. That's what I believe.
So, yeah. But then you had that, you know what, I didn't hear much about that, though, now that I think about it. Didn't they just have some type of a transgender revengeance type thing?
Yeah, over the weekend, March? Yeah.
Were there that many people there, you know?
I don't know exactly. I didn't really pay attention to it.
I did.
But everybody wants to do a benefit concert for trans kids. Usually they're doing a benefit concert to the victims, but here you get rewarded.
Unbelievable. I mean, how can that not open people's eyes? The way Biden responded? I mean,
that we need to get more trans rights
to.
I don't know what the issue is with if somebody thinks that they were born the wrong gender, that when they're old enough, they can make that decision. What part of that is wrong?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I just saw another, I saw something today where it showed a woman pregnant and it said, now they're deciding not to find out the sex because they're waiting till the child is born and let the child decide. And I'm thinking, oh my God. I'm like,
well, how do you let the child decide if they have a hole or a hole puncher?
And you know, the other thing is the chromosomes. You know, do the chromosomes change whenever somebody has a, you know, tries to change their sex? No. Chromosomes stay the same. You don't change them. It's just nuts. I just worry.
Well, no. If they're a female, if they're transing, they won't have nuts.
This is true. I just worry about our kids. My gosh. Oh. I mean, I don't want a freaking male in the bathroom with females, but I'm also afraid for a lot of the males to be in bathrooms with, like, young boys. I mean, just not safe anymore. And it needs to be safe. I mean, it's time this changes. I mean, I'm just over it. So over it. I really am ready to just have a freaking parallel society, system, everything. I don't want to live with these people. I'm sorry. I didn't have a
problem. No, I'm in agreement.
Much of it, but I don't want it anymore.
They don't want to live with us, and we don't want to live with them. So where do we go?
Yeah. No, it's like, you know, I understand there are some people that are born, I think they say it's as common as redheads, that when basically they're born and they're neither, you know, they are kind of genetically messed up. And I understand that, but they're taking this way too far. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So
just think, they want to ban heterosexual marriage.
Oh, didn't you love when Biden said that they shape the, what was it, the soul of America? I'm like, really?
Yeah, by shooting up a school that they become the soul of America.
Well, there was another shooting. There's been, and that's the thing. There's been more than even two shootings that have been transgenders.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, it is a mental problem.
Well, the last four mass shootings, you've had three transes and one non-binary.
There you go.
But it's the straight Christian male's fault.
Yeah. Right. You know, what a lot of people don't understand is those of us that, you know, and I don't even know how to say this. I don't want to sound, I don't know what the word would be, but as far as there are people out there, you know, they're all being very calm right now. They're trying to stay peaceful. But if the left keeps this up, I'm afraid they're going to be in for a really big surprise, because there's going to come a tipping point, and these people are not going to want to be near the people that finally lose it on the good side, you know, who... And that's why I say, I hate to say like the good side, but it is. You know, it's people that you work hard, you raise your families, you just want to be, you want to be left with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, that's what this is all about. And that's not possible anymore.
No, their happiness for them is making sure that you don't exist, because there's no world where they can be happy. It's impossible for a liberal to be happy.
Right. So they want
every liberal to me is like Bernie Sanders.
I don't know. I'm just ready for it to all be over.
Well, it's going to get much worse before it gets better, because we're not, it doesn't hurt enough yet.
Yeah. Well,
when it hurts enough, people will wake up, but for some reason, people in America only wake up when it's the ninth inning and we're down 12 to nothing and have
one
out. And then everybody's like, we're about to lose.
Yep. It's just like people getting the shot. You know, they get their ninth one, and then they finally realize that they're being poisoned. No, it's people, just like I said, they've just lost consciousness. They've just lost connection. They're not connected with themselves, with, you know, with God. It's just...
No.
It's sad.
And you can't go ahead as a society if you're not aligned with the Lord and Savior.
No. Right. Yeah. Yeah, people need to start doing some soul searching right now. I got news for them. If they haven't already. But did you see the thing about Marjorie Greene on 60 Minutes?
Yeah, I can even play a clip.
I watched it. I didn't like it. She was fine, but the what's the gal, the host, hostess?
Leslie Stahl.
Yeah. She's obviously, she's on the left. And,
oh, yeah, there's no secret about that.
Yeah. So, and the,
yeah,
and
they
the
wouldn't
meme going around.
Yeah, host on 60 Minutes unless you are a radical.
Yeah, and then they have the meme going around that she quoted what Hitler quoted, and that's such a lie. That is not what she said. I mean, it's...
Well, let's play what I found here, and we'll talk.
Okay.
Welcome to Doug in Exile. Margie Taylor Green was on 60 Minutes, and I'm sorry for reminding you that 60 Minutes still exists.
I saw the Republicans in Congress, the House and the Senate, completely fail to deliver the agenda that we had all voted for, the reasons why we voted for Donald Trump.
Margie Taylor Greene articulates her war against the RINO GOP. Just a real quick headline from today. Here's the New York City mayor warns Greene over Trump. Be on your best behavior. New York City Mayor Eric Adams handed down a warning to Rep. Margie Taylor Greene after she said she plans to appear at a pro-Trump rally in New York on the day of the former president's arraignment. Be on your best behavior. Eric Adams and the Democrats, remember, they're part of the women's movement, feminism, women's lib, and he just pointed his finger, cracked a whip, woman, blonde woman, you be on your best behavior. Democrats, once again, prove that they're misogynists, prove that they think they can tell women what to do. Something, this is something I would never say, because I respect them.
Not Joe Biden, not Nancy Pelosi, but the traditional Republicans, who she says failed to rein in federal spending, repeal Obamacare, or fund President Trump's border wall when Republicans controlled both chambers of Congress.
Yes, there's infighting among our party, and I think that debate is a good thing. They don't have the ideological homogeneity and complete compliance and conformity of the Democrats, because Democrats are not artists, they're not rebels, they're totalitarians who fall under peer pressure and bullying.
They failed us.
Like who?
Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, those types of, Mitt Romney. I'm not even sure why he calls himself a Republican.
Why don't you blame Donald Trump?
I do blame Donald Trump also for certain things. By the way, so did Ann Coulter on him not completely funding the wall. He's like, you ran on one job. Margie Taylor Greene also understands that there's some blame to spread around.
Well, I blame all of them for a lot of things. But
again,
well, the president doesn't control everything.
I love how Margie Taylor Greene is telling 60 Minutes how basic government works, because she's so smart. And they're just empty-headed spokespeople that read the news.
Hey, how are you?
Most of her constituents in her conservative, largely white, working-class district.
White! Largely white! She says it like she's impugning their character.
Agree with her on the issues, and especially like the way she fights for her beliefs.
60 Minutes acts like this is a weakness, that a woman is liked for the way that she fights for her beliefs. This is female strength that feminism claims to endorse but absolutely rejects.
I'm a New York transplant to Georgia, and I just love you.
Well, welcome to freedom. Nice to meet you.
Pro-freedom. Welcome to freedom. This drives 60 Minutes and Democrats crazy. The idea that you would go against the national narrative, or the idea that you would go against a party, or the idea that you'd be free to do, say, think, or speak anything you want is a terror to these people, and that's why I'm laughing, and I love Margie Taylor Greene. I'm Doug in Exile.
Oh, that wasn't even the clip I wanted.
Oh. Crazy.
But Leslie Stahl asked MTG, why did you call Democrats pedophiles?
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
And then her answer was, well, if you sexualize the children, that's what you are.
Yep. Yeah. And don't you love that the New York mayor is warning everybody, you know, hey, remain calm. They're not going to put up with anything. It's like, oh, okay. So it's all right for people to just tear down the city and do whatever the heck they want to do, you know, when...
But don't worry, they're taking care of business. They're arresting Trump.
Yeah.
That's important.
I mean, what a flipping waste of taxpayer money. That's what people don't understand about all of this. That's, you know, your tax dollars, it's paying for all this stuff. I mean, it's just crazy that it's paying for that. It paid for all the freaking, the pandemic. You know, the only thing that still bothers me, but I think the only thing that could have happened is, you know, there is proof. We know that Trump had okayed Moderna, Fauci and them to go ahead and start working on mRNA vaccine.
Yeah.
So that is a little bit, you know, that bothers me a bit. But at the same time, like I said, Trump is not schooled on health, medical, stuff like that. So I think he was very gullible and just believed that they were actually creating something that was going to be good and beneficial, you know? And so I think in one sense he was just kind of truly ignorant about the situation. But then again, he still fails to realize or to admit that the injections are, you know, they killed a lot of people and injured a lot of people. So I don't understand why he still refuses to go there. That part bothers me. I swear, if he would just admit and be honest about that, I think that he would have a ton more people come support him. But right now, there are a lot of people that are on the fence because of that.
If it's Trump versus Brandon, and I promise you that if Trump was in jail, he will still run. I believe that. And you get rhinos like Asa Hutchinson that's going to run, and he thinks that as a rhino, he could tell Trump to get out of the race because of his indictment and that he's going to win instead. What fool is going to vote for Asa Hutchinson?
Yeah, no. No, I still hope that DeSantis is somewhere in there. But I know, who else? Who else do we have?
Rand Paul, I guess, but is Rand Paul going to be able to do it?
Yeah. Boy, I don't know.
That's about it.
Yeah, and then on the Democrat side, I still had to wonder about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Well, we already discussed that, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Oh. Who else would the Democrats have?
Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady.
Oh, no.
And Gruesome. You got Gruesome.
Maybe
Mayor Adams thinks he can run. Or you got Beetlejuice out of Chicago. That particular pronoun is unemployed.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's funded... Well, that, I don't know what pronoun that likes to use. So maybe that is still funded by George Soros.
Yeah. Yeah, they need to remove lobbying and all this stuff, and it would change things.
Well, you know that's not going to happen anytime soon.
I know it. Very true. That's why I said we need a whole new government, a whole new system, because you can't fix this. I mean, the corruption is so deep, you just can't fix it. And it's clearly, I mean, it's so evident now. You know, it really, when Trump got in there and they realized they couldn't buy him or control him, man, the demons came out. And it's, you can really, really see what's going on now. I mean, there is just no, I mean, they talk about all these things that are illegal, but they're getting away with them. They're doing it. Or it appears that they're, you know, getting away with it. I just don't know what to think. Do we know? What I don't understand, too, is this gag order thing.
Oh, that's to make sure that he can't run for office. So if they put a gag order on him, they can... He can put his name on the ballot, but he won't be able to talk about what he's trying to do. So it would be like us that would be doing commercials for him instead, because he wouldn't be able to talk.
Do they not realize that that might be a good thing? To keep him hush and let everybody mm-hmm. else push his campaign for him? I mean, I think when he was running last time, if there had been times where he kept his mouth shut, you know?
Yeah, but we all know that had nothing to do with rigging the election.
Right. Right. Very true. Very true. They said that's what they're worried about tomorrow is the fact that, you know, I don't think they're worried that the crowd is going to be violent, but they're worried that the crowd is going to be so huge, it's going to be, you know, proof again, visual proof that there's no way that Biden could have won, compared to the crowds that Trump gets versus him. So I hope it's so huge tomorrow. Hope it is gigantic, bigger than anything ever. Just to, you know, throw it in their face. It would be wonderful. So I did watch, what's the guy's name? Patrick Bet David. He on TBD podcast, he interviewed a guy. Where is he at? I really enjoyed this man. I was like, he would be a good candidate for president. Where on earth? Is that going? I think his last name was Adams. Let's see if I can find. The guy had served in the military, and he was just, he made a whole lot of sense. Let me see if I can find. How's your head?
It's not as bad.
Okay. Well, that's good. Oh, I was watching another thing. I've been, you know, we go down to Santa Rosa, Dune Allen Beach area in Florida every year. And I noticed the houses have been, like, literally doubling in price and for rental. And, well, I just kind of found out why. The taxes and insurance there have, like, tripled. So I guess they're, you know, having to try to recoup money. But they said the flood insurance and like the tornadoes, they said insurance companies have gone out of business. So I don't know if the insurance companies or if the government stepped in to help. Just not sure. Doggone it. I hate when I can't find things. They just disappear. Darn it. I can't. I'll have to keep looking. But and you said the earthing thing or the grounding, that Cliff, is it Clint Ober?
Yes, yes.
Do you know him? Now, is he in California or is he in California or Vegas?
He has a house in California and a house here.
Oh, okay. Nice guy. And, I mean, it was very interesting to listen to his story. And it's amazing. You know, and I can't believe, I always forget about that, but I didn't realize that it was that significant, on how it will affect you. I mean, have you watched either one of those documentaries?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So,
yeah, I promoted those for years.
Oh, okay. So why, I'm shocked that there's not more of those products being promoted. Do they try to suppress them or what? Because, I mean, I'm going to order.
Possibly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to order a couple of those pads for my mom and dad to try.
Well, if
you know
do,
me, yeah.
If you do, you'll have to make mention, because they're, if you tell them that you got them from Barefoot is Legal, that they'll be thankful. Let's put it that way.
Okay, so mention Barefoot is Legal. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because they're not bad price, and I even looked up, well, I went to his website. I forget what it's called now.
Earthing.com.
But what is it?
Earthing.com.
Oh, okay. Well, and then he had another website where the products were, I thought, Ultimate something, Longevity or something, to where they have the bed mat and everything.
Oh, it's possible. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's so weird. I'm like, how does that work? But they explained it. So I'm just going to really have to dig my feet in the ground a little bit more. So the only thing is around.
As much as I, you know me, I'd like to talk about that. But
yeah.
I need a couple minutes here. So I could either play a clip, you can play, or you can share an article, or I could play a clip. It's your choice.
Go ahead and play a clip, and I'll look up some more articles.
Okay.
For later in the show, because I'm a little bit behind today. That's fine. Go ahead.
All right, sounds good. So I will come right back here in just a quick second. So, all right, let's see what we want to do.
Okay.
Let's do this one here with Dan Bongino. Look who joined the New York DA's office versus Trump.
The New York Post is reporting that the Trump team is worried that the judge in this case may actually put a gag order in. You can read these pieces in my newsletter. A gag order. Can you imagine this? A gag order in a case. Donald Trump, arrested by the police state, persecuted by the police state, runs against the police state, and a judge tells him you can't talk about it? Now, folks, if there was ever a First Amendment violation, that would be it. And the only good news is you should actually hope the judge does this, because this will go all the way to the Supreme Court and will overturn speech and speech rules and regulations and laws in the United States forever. There's simply no way that'll stand. That a police state prosecutor funded by a group, funded by a left-wing activist, George Soros, with clear connection to the Obama-Biden administration, can put the guy in jail and then he's not allowed to speak about it, while the left-wing media says, hey, these are conspiracy theorists, Dan Bongino and others, trying to do what? You all know what they're trying to do. Wink and nod to Twitter and others. Hey, you better get them off Twitter and social media. They can't talk about it either. The narrative's out of control. This is the Huffington Post. Here they proving again, it doesn't matter how many times. guys, please, Joe, I want you to go back. Yeah. It's going to be a very easy assignment up there with the Joy Reid. I know you're on that, trying to find Joy Reid, the author of the homophobic blog. You haven't
internally.
Nothing on that, right? No update on that?
No, not a damn thing.
He's lazy. He doesn't want to do it. That's why he's trying to find Joy. He don't want to do it. He don't want to do it. So here's another one. Here's an easy one for you. I want you to go back, you and Joe, today. I want you to spend the entire day. Show wraps at 12 noon Eastern. Sorry to put this on your back. I want you to find every show where we called for violence and political violence for attacking our enemies. Okay, I'll expect a full report tomorrow. It's not. Joey beat you. He said it's a zero. Joe, do me a favor. Joe, take your time. I think Gee rushed it. I'll expect a report tomorrow where we did that, okay?
I'm going to call Gee after the show.
Oh, yeah. You're going to call Gee. Okay, good. Now, it's going to be a very easy assignment because I'm sure it never happened. Matter of fact, what a hard assignment, and I think you can both agree, would be to go back and document all the episodes where we explicitly state the dangers of redline political violence in the United States. That would be a long show. And I wouldn't do that to Joe and Gee because they work hard. And, right, guys? It would probably be close to 1,000 times we've said that. So I wouldn't do that to him. But expecting the Huffington Post and Matt Shuham and these absolute douche canoes to do any homework like that at all is expecting them to do journalism, which they can't do. So what they want to do is they want to lock up their political opponents, funded by left-wingers, again, with connections to the White House, who are running against the same people they're locking up. And they want to make sure that you don't talk about it. And the best way to do it is to say, it could be inciting violence. Really? By explicitly stating, please do not engage in violence. Amazing how that happened. Here's Matt Shuham, absolute ass clown at the Huffington Post. Again, if Matt actually went back and quoted what I said, he'd be humiliated. And because I don't have time to waste for Joe and Gee, I'm serious. I could play you in a whole hot take of me talking about how bad that would be if that happened. You've heard it. I don't need to waste your time because of this total a-hole. Now, talking about the police state, folks, is agitation. You know, the agitation was not confined to Tucker Carlson's show. Quotes Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters, who said, people better be careful. Yeah, you should be careful, always, because you've got Antifa and BLM following you around all over the place, beating the crap out of people. Oh, look, we've got video of that coming on. It was so weird. And Matt Shuham, douche canoe, notes, Dan Bongino, another network personality, said Americans were living in a police state, and he recalled the time he spent in a country that had troubles with the democratic process. Bongino said a military official in that country told him he who has the guns has the power. That's true. Little did I know that was going to be where we are now. If you've got the guns, you've got the power. Obviously, talking about the Biden administration, the FBI, and the DOJ. What the? Is this guy stupid? How freaking stupid or malicious do you have to be to turn the argument on its head? Now, keep in mind, mention we live in a police state. Repeatedly tell people the right way to assemble and protest to affect political change. Ehud Barak gave us the lesson. Left winger last week played the video. 8% of people show up in the streets. Don't leave. Peacefully protest. You'll affect change. Doesn't matter. You're agitating for violence. Despite the fact that you're warning people about the effects of violence, especially when the government does it. But not when you're a lefty. You're a lefty on MSNBC. You can say whatever you want. Daily Caller. We're in a cold civil war, Princeton professor predicts. Predicts racial and class conflict after Trump indicted. Plow ahead. Ignore Matt Shuham. I mean, really. Mr. and Mrs. Shuham, I apologize for having spawned this loser. I'm really sorry for you. Ignore these idiots. Ignore these Soros talking anti-Semitic stuff. Plow straight ahead. You understand this is panic on their part, not on ours. The facts are on our side. The police state is freaking out. It's right in front of you. They're running from Soros. They're running away from Twinkies up in New York. They know they jumped the shark, and they don't know what to do. It's the only reason you're seeing this message panic. Wow, straight ahead. That was a clip from the Dan Bongino Show. You can watch the full show. We recommend you do on Rumble. Go to rumble.com/Bongino, please, and subscribe for free. We appreciate it.
All right, I hope you appreciated that.
Yes. Yeah, I like him a lot. There was an article I found. I forgot about it. I'm going to send it to you. I don't know if we should talk about it or not, but it's just, it's kind of scary. I'm like, yikes. Reminds me of Deliverance. Yeah, I sent it to you. I'm just still going, you've got to be kidding me. But let's see. Okay, so you sent me the video one.
I don't know if that's something I want to go over on the show.
Yeah, I know. That's scary, though, isn't it? Just like, good grief. Really? Oh, it's kind of sad, unfortunately. What now? So you saw the thing about the Bud Light?
Yes.
Going trans? Oh. You know, that one gets me because what's the company that bought Anheuser-Busch? InBev.
InBev or something? Yeah.
Yeah, InBev. Because when I lived in St. Louis, my dad, he was a project manager for a construction company in St. Louis, and his trailer was stationed at Anheuser-Busch. So he built, like, some of the buildings that they have there. He was the project manager for them. So he was there all the time. And when my daughters were tiny, I would go visit him a lot. So I spent a lot of time at Anheuser-Busch. And so it was just, it's unbelievable to me that could be the case. But then again, it is in St. Louis. I know it's been purchased by, you know, like I said, InBev. And it is in St. Louis. And, St. Louis, the city is just, it's awful. The people that run it, a nightmare. Nightmare. So hopefully that's going to change soon. But at least the state of Missouri, at least we have some pretty good things going on. There's a bill they have going forward. Doggone it, why didn't I make note of that too? I forget what it entailed, but I was shocked. I'm like, I'm glad they're stepping up to do some of this stuff to protect our rights. But like I said, the only bad city I think is St. Louis. It might be the worst one.
What about Kansas City? I've never been there.
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. I don't know. I have friends that live there, but I'm not sure if it's more of a liberal or conservative city. I really don't know. I'm going to have to find that out. Because I sort of understand some people's views about, you know, the automatic, well, just assault rifles. But I still say it doesn't matter if you make them unavailable to, like, law-abiding people. The criminals are still going to get them if they want them.
Oh, of course.
But at the same time, that gal that did the shooting in Nashville, supposedly, didn't she go to, like, 17 different gun stores? Now,
it's just so preposterous that I can't believe it.
Yeah, because I'm sorry, but I have an FFL license, okay? So I transfer guns for people. And I run the paperwork. I do all that. And it's like, I already know that if someone, and here's the thing. Now, if she went to different stores, there's no way that any of them could have known. But if somebody buys more, like, I have to report, if somebody buys more than one pistol, we have to do an additional form and notify the local sheriff that this took place. So now if she went around all the different things, but my point is, if she did that, how could that not bring up red flags in the FBI that do the gun check? How did they not notice that this person was buying that many guns and the type of guns? So that doesn't make any sense to me. To me, the FBI dropped the ball. And my guess is they probably don't have enough people working, you know, and keeping up with the gun check.
What's to say that this wasn't staged?
Yeah. That's the first thing I thought. Because it just makes no sense. Because I can tell you, if somebody comes and buys a gun in, like, two guns within a week or 2 weeks, they usually will get delayed. So, yeah, it just makes no sense. None whatsoever. But.
So, yeah, I'm not really entertaining the thought that this was real.
Right. The only real thing was that there were children.
Oh, go ahead.
As I guess the only real part of it is the fact that there were little kids killed.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, but who did it? That's the question.
Yeah.
So we have Bianchi that wants to come in and say hello.
Oh, okay, good.
You mind if we bring him in?
Absolutely not. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we'll do it. Welcome in, Bianchi.
Hey,
sir.
Who?
Hi, Bianchi.
Hello. Hi, how you doing? How's everyone?
Doing good.
You know, I don't think that the FBI dropped the ball. I think that the woman would just had a mental problem. Because if I was to go out and buy 20 guns, 20 different places, I'm not saying that was the number, I wouldn't want them paying any attention to me. Really. So, you said your dad was a project manager at Anheuser-Busch. What company did he work for? Yes, Charleston.
Yes, Charleston and Helm Camp.
Charleston and Helm Camp. Ed Gaines used to work for them, and Charleston had a lot of people working for them.
Yeah.
I've done work over at their plant. A lot of stock houses and so on and so on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Small world. Small world.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, no, I used to love, now this was, let's see, my daughter's 35, so, you know, this was 30.
That was a long time ago.
33 years ago, yeah, when that area wasn't
Charleston.
Too bad. And I loved that.
Charleston's office was over there off of Manchester, between Hampton and Lackland, near the Humane
yeah.
Society.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my daughter lives, well, you know it was Lackland, not okay, that's right, yeah. Yeah, no, my youngest daughter lives still in South, she lives in South City, St. Louis, so.
Yeah.
I like St. Louis. I don't like the way it's being run right now, but oh well. Oh. Nothing's being run
no,
very
used to
well.
Warehouse, we used to warehouse over there off of Wise Avenue. Yeah. Well, so no, St. Louis has got tremendous crime there in that city.
Yes.
And the politics is terrible. Democrats have been running the city for 70-some-odd years, and it shows.
Yeah. It's true. Very
and I
true.
Don't know what to tell you. Kansas City is the same. It's not as bad, though, but it's bad enough. It's a major crime, it's higher than the national average. Also higher than, well, it's not as high. It's higher than that. It's about three times as high as the national average. And it's about almost two times, one and a half times higher than Missouri as a whole. So what can you say? Schools are bad. What can you say?
What was your question?
Well, that was a kind of prerogative question.
Yeah.
That's one of those when you throw your hands up. When you throw your hands up in the air, what can you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Proof, what's going on? Are we going to survive?
Yeah. I don't know. Just can't believe that we're still in this predicament, and it's only going to get worse from here until enough people wake up.
Well, that's
the
key thing.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah, key thing is to start talking to your young people and telling them what's going on, especially your kids.
Yeah.
And hard to, I hate to say this, but the conservatives, those that love America, is going to have to start drawing the line down in the sand.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I mean, they can't just keep allowing this stuff to go on. I mean, somebody's got to step in and do something. Oh.
Because it's a lot easier to let it go and to pretend it doesn't exist.
Well, yeah, you know what? You got a point there because it's exactly what people try to do. They try to pretend as if it doesn't exist.
Yep.
But it does exist. They hate to tell individuals what they feel rather than nod their head and, you know, step aside.
No,
that
you're
stuff
right.
Has got to stop.
Yep. Yep. I have people tell me all the time, you know, you're wasting your time. You know, you're not going to change anything. And it's like, oh, my God. I'm like, that's what's wrong with the world. That is what's wrong. People just wait for somebody else to do things.
You do transfers. Do you have a FFL?
Yes, I do.
I started getting one when Hillary was running for president. I've done all the paperwork and everything. It was relieved when she didn't win. But,
Thank God. Yeah. Oh, that was a big relief. That was worrisome. I guess maybe it could be worse if she would have gotten in. I don't know. I don't know if it could be worse than now, but it could have been, I guess.
Well, I think it would have because she had made the statement that she was the nominated judge that would reverse Heller. And see, we have our U.S. Constitution is amended every year. It's amended by five people in robes. And that goes to show you how far the Supreme Court, not only the Supreme Court, but all these courts, have gotten completely beyond themselves.
Yeah.
You know, it was Federalist number 7-8 and Alexander Hamilton that said that the Supreme Court has no will and no force. And they're just there to apply the law. That's it. Nothing
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
And out of all the laws that you live under here in this country, about 96% of them are created by people you never vote for. They're created by bureaucrats.
Yeah.
Well, look at Dr. Frotti. He was just a bureaucrat.
Yeah. Hmm. But now
that's right. They're created by bureaucrats.
Hmm. Yeah, it's true. I mean, but they just don't teach you. You're right. We've got to talk to our kids. We've got to teach our kids because they're not going to get taught in school about these important things. You know?
Yeah, but the kids are also learning that we're evil because we believe in having a family. So you're in a race against time, unfortunately, because once they're indoctrinated, it's hard to get them out of that indoctrination.
You're absolutely right. It's very hard.
Yeah,
and you look at these school board members, hell, the majority of these school board members don't have kids themselves. You wonder, what is this thing with school board members across the country? Is it a cult?
Could be. I mean, most of them are pretty pathetic, honestly.
And the people are just as worried. You know where Francis Howell School District is. Francis
yes.
Howell School District had an issue with the finances, and the people came up and they got rid of everybody. They got rid of the superintendent. They got rid of all the school boards. Now that was the way it was supposed to have been done.
Yeah.
But that's highly unusual.
Huh. I'm pretty sure that's my oldest daughter, the person she's married to, he had a child when they married, and I'm pretty sure that's where he goes to school now. So that's good. That makes me feel good. I'm like, interesting. So it seems like the schools out there are okay, but I just don't trust hardly any of them anymore. I mean, you've just...
I don't blame you. It's hard.
Yeah.
You can go clean out of Pattonville out on the other side of 270. I was going into Fenton. They're starting to get, not quite, but they starting to and have the potential to get just as bad as any place else.
Yeah. I grew up in a tiny town. And I just wonder how it is. I'd be curious. Oh, it's scary how far it reaches. But we just got to start teaching our kids. And people need to make, I wish they would make, we've got to make shows. We've got to make books. We've got to put things out there that kids will want to read and put things in there about, because I think they would enjoy learning, you know, about the hierarchy of things. It's like God and then man and then society. You know, I think they would like to know those things, and because they definitely don't want them to know that. They don't want them to know that, you know, the federal government has no power over the state or us.
Oh, they're not going to teach you that.
I know. But we need to teach it somehow. Because that's what's wrong with people. They really believe.
They don't even want to teach you what gender you are.
Oh. You know, I refuse.
Well, you know, there need to be institutions that teach the way they look like what we're talking. And they need to video it and make commercials out of it.
Yeah.
Showing that we define it.
There is a college. I've mentioned it before. Something Hill.
Oh, Hillsdale.
Yes. They are very good. I mean, they're actually a college that's a conservative college, which is so rare. Extremely rare, but... Yeah, Hillsdale College, that's it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they put out some good material, too.
They're great. But, yeah, no, I think I'm just going to start trying to buy books and make things to hang on their walls in their bedrooms. The things, you know, that they just need to know. I sure.
Well, you know, you made mention about Anheuser-Busch. You know one thing that was particular about that company, and especially I know with construction, every nail, screw, and bolt had to be American-made. They did not tolerate any product, part or partial, that was made outside of America. Everything had to be American-made. When the old man was living.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad. It's when they sold, I was like, no, you know, they were part of that city. I mean, it's very sad that happened. And because I can remember, not that this was a great thing, but I can remember the people that worked at Anheuser-Busch. I had neighbors. And, you know, they would send home, I think Dad and them even got it. What, they send home a case of beer with everybody every weekend,
yeah.
I think?
Yeah. Everybody had a case of beer. The people in the neighborhood used to send the kids to the one of the stock houses with a bucket, a little pail, and they'd come back with a pail of beer.
Yeah.
Anytime I worked in the stock house, see, I'm not a beer drinker, but
yeah.
Whenever I worked in those stock houses, and we used to tap the tanks, you know, at lunchtime.
Yeah.
Man, you talking about something that was good. Boy. You ever had an opportunity to drink beer off the tap like that?
That fresh.
It was that fresh.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. It was neat. And then they tied to the Clydesdale, the horses, and
the Clydesdale.
Well, now they're tied to that person.
Yeah, boy. You know what? That's going to hurt them. I bet you that's going to hurt them. There's going to be a lot of people because there's a lot of American people that bought, you know, Budweiser. They bought that beer. And I bet you they don't now. And I hope they don't. I hope that they lose their butt. I mean, these are the things that have to happen. I mean, people have to realize.
Yeah, but I think people like their cheap beer so much that they're willing to overlook that and say it's just a commercial.
Oh.
Well, you know that in the old stock houses, the tanks were glass. They were glass tanks with cork covering. People like to call them glass lion tank. But they were glass. And we built stock house number 18, and those tanks were spun fiberglass. Not fiberglass, spun stainless steel.
Oh, okay.
Humongous tanks, yeah. But the old tanks in the originally, I don't know if they were made here in the States. I imagine they were, but they were glass. It was just and the kettles that they brewed the beer in was copper, all copper.
How neat. I wonder if most beer companies are doing things like that, or that's
I don't know. You know, Falstaff Brewing had a brewery just a little north of there. They was off of Natural Bridge Road, Natural Bridge, and I guess you could say on the north side of Cass
okay.
Avenue. And east of Jefferson, there was a big brewery there that was owned by Falstaff. Then you had another one called Greasy Dick, and then you had some home brewers too that was in the area.
Yeah, there were quite a few down there. True. Very
yeah,
true.
St. Louis has a rich history, a very rich history. Anheuser-Busch had the Grant's Farm out there,
yes.
I guess that's Aspen. Yeah. When I was a kid,
they
we used to go there.
They still have it, yep.
See the buffalo.
Yep. Yep. I see the animals every time I go to St. Louis, generally, because I drive right past it to go to my daughter's house. And yeah. That's, it was just a big part of St. Louis, so it's just sad to see it go. The, you know, being owned by the Bushes or whatever, but
yeah.
Things change. So, and unfortunately, they don't think it changed for the better much anymore.
Yeah, the architect and those buildings. I've been up in the clock tower. See that old clock? Yeah, it's spick and clean in all those buildings. You can eat off the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true. So, I don't, besides the Cardinals and the Blues, you know, most of St. Louis has changed a lot. I remember, what was the old, remember where the Blues used to play?
At the arena.
At the arena, yeah. That was fun, too.
Yeah, we done work on the arena, too. Uh-huh. Done work at the very top when they put the new scoreboards up.
Oh, okay.
In order to provide the supports for them.
Yeah. But there's, I mean, I know those things happen, so, but it just, I look forward to the day when things do get better.
The arena used to house the Ringling Brothers Circus.
Yes.
The trains used to pull up around the back there off of Manchester. You could see all
yes.
the circus trains. The elephants, they used to take them out and walk them down the street. And then the arena also used to act as a area for Bigfoot. You remember Bigfoot?
No, I don't remember him using it for that. I mean, I know Bigfoot, but I didn't know. Huh.
Yeah, they used to have off-road events there. They used to fill it up with dirt and bring in the big truck.
Goodness. No, I did not know that. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Jeez.
I'll just let you guys reminisce. I'm here.
The Blues. We got a lot of the Blues chairs. They had what they were blue folding chairs. They didn't give away. You had to buy them. And then they moved down to the Kiel Center there downtown off of Market Street. Matter of fact, I've done the steel erection on it. on this new project. Behind the Opera House.
Yeah. Yep. You know, I think the arena, I think I saw Dan Fogelberg there.
I'm sorry.
I remember that. I remember the acoustics. It was horrible. The acoustics were awful. I don't know why, but...
I never understood the liking of Dan Fogelberg. That has to be one of the worst singers I've ever heard.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I like Dan. Yeah, I like Dan Fogelberg. So I did. But
it's too sappy for me. I'm not saying I have to listen to high-energy, hard-driving rock, but it's just too sappy for me.
Yeah.
And every song of his sounds the same.
I mean, they can. That's true. A lot of artists are that way. So I can see where you get that. But I don't even know. Is he still alive?
No, he died like 10 years ago or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Gosh, I definitely haven't kept up with him.
Well, there's no reason to. And I'm sorry if I'm bagging on your buddy there.
That's okay. That's all right. I'm going to start going back. I think I'm going to read the Declaration of Independence every day. Sorry.
Because
so
of Dan Fogelberg?
No, I'm looking at an article here I pulled up, and I'm trying to find like a summary of it. And I'm thinking if I can just throw things out instead of having to look it up. But so, but yeah, no, the concert wasn't very good. So, not good at all.
Yeah, they used to have a lot of concerts there in the arena at the time. That was the only place in the city.
Yeah. Very true. Yeah, and I remember going to...
Like, you guys don't have a basketball team in St. Louis.
No.
No, we don't.
You used
That's
to have
true.
The St. Louis Hawks until they moved to Atlanta like 40-something years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why the football thing couldn't stay, but who knows? But at least the Cardinals and the Blues are pretty strong.
That new USFL league, St. Louis, is killing it for attendance.
Is that like a step down from professional football?
Well, it is professional football, but it's all the people that couldn't make the NFL.
Okay, that's what I thought. It's like. Okay.
We used to have Soccer Park out there in Fenton, remember?
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's still there.
So I wouldn't say the USFL is bad necessarily. It's just the next tier of people, and a lot of times the quarterbacks. If you get stuck playing behind a quarterback that never gets hurt and is consistently good, you're just going to rot on the bench.
Yeah, no, I'm sure those games are good.
So, yeah, if you're Tom Brady's backup for 10 years, where are you going?
Yeah. True. Very true. I think I remember, didn't they have that years back? And then did it fade out or something?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. So they finally just brought it back.
Well, they tried to bring it back in 2020, but COVID kind of ruined it, so they had to take a step back for a couple of years.
Oh, jeez.
But now it's actually doing really well, believe it or not.
Good.
The ratings are crazy. And
I think the Vegas team is probably the worst for attendance, but we're still drawing 6,000 plus people a week.
I mean, that's good. What's good is, so are people pretty much back to normal around there? Around Vegas?
Yeah, but you still get your diehard Democrats that wear their scams.
Oh, I still see scams. Heck yes. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're gone forever. It's not even worth discussing anymore. They're gone.
No. Right, right. They absolutely are. Yes.
Yeah, did you see the Senate voted, I don't know if it was a veto-proof or, because it was over two-thirds, I don't know if they need two-thirds or 70, but they got 68 people to sign off in the Senate that the COVID emergency is over.
Isn't that
well, that's
funny?
Good.
Isn't that funny, though, that we have to vote on a virus not being a threat anymore? It's like
The third time they voted for this, and they voted in favor of ending the emergency, but Brandon the first two times declined it. So with a veto proof, and if they're still wearing scams because of COVIDs, when COVIDs is no longer a thing, then it's like they're wearing a hat to stop the bubonic plague.
And you know what's funny is a lot of I've noticed a lot of Asian people still wear the mask.
Well, yeah, because they become indoctrinated to it in China.
Okay. Yeah. I do you keep up with Roger Waters?
Of Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
He's been pretty
vocal about
all this. I don't read his website or anything, if that's what you mean.
No, he's got a YouTube channel, and he's spoken out about some of this stuff. He's with us.
Yeah.
He believes, you know.
Pink Floyd
put
out the good music.
Let's see.
You know, somebody that disappointed me was, let's see, who played Born in the USA?
Springs.
I agree.
He wouldn't allow Trump to play that in his inauguration.
I agree. I was shocked. And, I mean, Ozzy Smith even with this whole thing.
I don't understand that. You know, he finally sold all his albums. I think he sold for about $300-350 million.
Yeah, I see a lot of artists selling now in their 70s. I guess they know that they don't have that much time, so they're just selling whatever because they're not going to see it in a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Now, unfortunately, I think we got our work cut out for us.
Then you have a lot of them die that don't have no will, like Prince and Aretha Franklin.
Really? They didn't have any wills? I didn't know that. Well, I guess. Yeah, it's sad when people pass, but the courts, if you don't have things set up right, man. They get what, half of it, at least.
Yeah, and that is ridiculous. And, you know, getting back to the courts, they should require three quarters of the courts before any decision. A decision should be passed by three quarters. Then it should go to the Congress for approval, I think. I would like to see each state contribute a judge toward the Supreme Court. We have to figure out some way to break a tie if there ever was one.
Well, I don't want to pack the court like what Brandon wants to do.
but he wants to pack the court. He wants to pack the courts with the likes of Jackson.
Yeah.
Now, what? Somebody just mentioned that they were talking about how it's in the Constitution that what they're doing right now is not legal. It was written in the Constitution that
it's only illegal once people bring them to justice on it. Otherwise, they could just go on.
I mean, they're not, like, he's not supposed to be just being tried by freaking liberal leftist judges and jury. I mean,
and don't
yeah,
worry,
since they made it political.
Yeah, no matter what happens in this court case, then they're gonna run them around, and you'll see the circus just with him. So they'll make so many court cases, and it doesn't matter how many times he's found not guilty. The precedent's already there.
It's just, there is absolutely no justice system still. I saw it there for a while. You know, they were starting to do some things in the right direction, but no, it's a joke.
Well, he could have stayed in Florida.
Yeah.
Because the law that they would have tried to use to make Florida give him up actually was a fugitive slave clause.
And
that was overthrown with the advent. Yeah, that was overthrown with the advent, I believe, of the 13th Amendment, but surely the 14th Amendment. I believe it was the 14th Amendment.
Now, this isn't scientific, but I did a poll.
No, turn that speaker off. Okay. I finally found that guy I was trying to find earlier, the name. Let me get down here to the name. Man, it was good. Let's see. Tom Ellsworth and Adam Sosnick. Adam Sosnick? I don't think that was it.
I don't remember that name.
I've got it. Try again.
If I can leave you two to your own devices, it's medicine time for me at 8 o'clock Pacific. So I'm going to get up in a minute here and go handle business.
All righty.
Yeah, my wife helps me with that, so I got to do it at 8.
Maybe.
Well, take care of yourself.
Let me see if it's Alan West. Let me see if that's the guy.
I remember Alan West. I didn't know what he was up to.
He's heavily involved in COS.
Yeah, he's a dark skinned guy, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Alan. And he was in the military and
Colonel Alan West, yes, out of Florida.
Yes, I like him. I like him a lot. He, Patrick interviewed him, and I was pretty impressed with some of the things he had to say. So, he has a good head on his shoulders, and he was saying...
Yeah, he's a patriot.
Yep, exactly. So, he's right there with us. You know, he sees what's happening. There's no morals. I don't know. I just don't understand. Well, I do understand. I mean, it's not too difficult to understand.
All right, I'll be back.
Oh, okay. I thought you were already gone.
No.
the, you know, when you don't have...
Come on, Gracie. Come on, Gracie.
When you don't have blood, go ahead. Is he talking to
Sorry,
us?
Sorry, my key just ran in here. I'm trying to get her out.
Oh, okay.
Don't mind me.
All right. You know, when families don't have, when you don't have God, or, you know, maybe the great one is, you might call him something different, but when you don't have that and make that a part of family and teach that, I think that's what's happened. I mean, I just don't think that that's important to too many families anymore. And I think it's necessary.
Well, you know, a lot of things need to change. These bureaucratic agencies like the IRS or the AFT, when they make these rules should have to be approved by Congress. It just can't haphazardly like we've seen, especially the AFT. They make these rules based off of some head of the AFT interpretation, which is nothing like what it was meant to be, the statute. But those rules need to be approved by Congress.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Supreme Court ruling shouldn't be 5-4. It should be at least 7-2. It should be a supermajority. Everything else in the country has to have a supermajority.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's, you know, all these.
We got a lot of changes to do. There's a lot of things that need to be changed, and need to be changed as soon as possible before this whole ideological theme gets any bigger than what it is, and it's growing.
Yeah, that's exactly what, yes, that's what I'm saying. Something has to give here soon. You know, I still wonder where our military is in all this. You know, if there's a move to break away or to move into, you know, creating a new government, is our military, are they on our side? Are they going to go with, you know, who knows?
If a lot of them coming down from out of the South, I would hope that they would be, would say that they would be. This shooter in Nashville was created by Obama, because she learned how to shoot in that when she went to the military, to the point to where she was.
Oh, she was in the military?
She did. I think she was. I think she was there when Obama kept opening it up to training. I thought that's what I heard. I'm not sure. I think she was in the military.
Well,
but in any case, people that's on these drugs, these psychotropic drugs, puberty blockers, should not be in the military.
No. Yeah, and even on regular antidepressants and stuff like you're talking about, I mean, these drugs really mess with people's heads.
You take those drugs and you add them with these COVID shots and the other forbidden thing, there's no telling what that person's going to end up becoming. And now these babies are given a battery of tests, shots at one time. Hey, I was coming up, you got one shot at a time. No, when they go in, they getting a battery of tests, shots that is at one time.
Yep. No, my grandsons aren't, we didn't get them any. We were scared to death.
Well, you've
done
the right thing.
You can't trust them anymore. You cannot trust them anymore. I said, until they go back and make manufacturers liable again and start creating high-quality injections that actually work one at a time, because, yeah, it's just crazy what they do now. It's all about saving money and just making money. Not about preventing diseases. There's just no logic in so much of what's going on. There is no logic. Uh-oh.
Oh. Well, no, it's not. And one of the reasons why is because you got an ignorant populace. Your populace was not educated the way your dad was coming up in the probably in the 50s, late 40s. I know they're not educated like I was.
Right.
You
yeah,
just ask them the question. We have people panicking over a virus. Well, you know there's something wrong with the people.
Yeah.
I made it back.
You're
just in case you're
right.
Looking for me.
Okay. You're absolutely right, because I know my mom, you know, I was talking to her about this. Mom's 70, she's going to be 76. And she, you know, she had everything. And she wasn't afraid of COVID. She's one of those. She's like, hey, you know, everybody's got their time when they're going to go. And she's like, I had both measles. You know, I had all these childhood viruses. She didn't have polio, but she did have all the other ones. And she's like, I'm still here. You know, so she, thank God, you know, she was level-headed about this, and she wasn't afraid. And that's the mentality that more people need to have, but...
Yeah, when we came up, we had chicken soup, castor oil,
yeah.
Father John's. You ever heard of Father John's medicine?
No.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling my age.
I remember,
yeah,
do you remember the cough syrup, Cre-Emulsion?
Yeah, Cre-Emulsion.
It tasted
yeah,
actually
Bruce,
good.
Where are you from, California?
Me?
No, Bruce. Bruce's from California.
No, originally New York, but I've lived in Las Vegas for 25 years, but I'm originally from New York.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's what scares me. My daughter, my youngest,
I tell you
New
something
York.
Else. I tell you something else we used to have. We used to have a teaspoon of sugar and about 3 or 4... drops the coal off.
Oh. Jeez. Good old days.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what year I'd pick to go back to. What do you think? You think the 60s, the 70s? I don't know. I really don't know.
No, I think the 60s. At least we could go outside in the fall and smell burning leaves. That was a heck of a smell. You remember?
Yeah.
You remember people that moved up in the Northeast used to have a relative that sent them trash bags and burning a leaf so they could burn. They missed the smell.
Oh wow!
Yeah. It's just there's such an assault on our, you know, on everything, on us, on our food, on animals, the earth, air. Oh, it's just never ending. And,
remember the hot
dog?
When we cooked the hot dogs and boiled them, they would swell up, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, the ballpark drinks, yeah.
Yeah, they would swell up, man. You had it was two-handers. You couldn't hold it with one hand.
Do they still make Jiffy Pop?
I don't know.
No, but I think you can get those old Jiffy Pops from off of eBay. I think some people sell them for memorabilia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I don't know if you remember these drinks from the mid-90s called Orbitz.
Orbitz?
Yeah. They were in a glass bottle,
And it was like a fruity, clear drink with boba in them that looked like, well, if you know what bobas are, they were like balls of gelatin.
Yeah, I don't remember them being where I grew up, but I don't know.
Some of those bottles were $40-$50 a piece. I got a few of them.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. That's pretty cool. I saw
and now
Orbitz
is a travel website.
What was the other thing you said that you just found out was really valuable?
I don't know. I say lots of crazy stuff.
You posted something about was it some cards or something that you bought pretty cheap?
Oh, yeah, you read about my story.
Yeah,
so back in 2010, I bought 5 Steph Curry rookie cards for 70 cents each. And I was not dreaming about it because I found the receipt. So I paid $3.50 along with some other stuff I purchased. And I have been looking for 10 years for these cards. I don't know where they're at. No clue. But they're worth $1,500 a piece.
Oh, no.
But there's 5 of them. No.
You probably got them around the house someplace hid. Maybe in some books or something.
No, this office, and I don't want to say what I have on air. But right. I used to own a baseball card store, so I have a lot of product in my house.
Oh, nice.
And, if I could find them, that's $7,500 of sellable product.
Jeez.
We used to get baseball cards out of the bubble gum pack, remember?
I know.
Yes. Yes.
But, yeah, and, I don't know. Yeah, I wish I could find these, Christina. I've been trying.
Oh.
Remember the boxes of Cracker Jack? They used to have a prize in them.
Yes. Yep. I do.
And you had candy like Nut Chew, Mary, let's see, Now or Later, and Mary Jane.
Yeah, and Bit of Honey.
No, Slow Pop. Bitter Honey and Slow Pop.
Slow Poke.
Oh, yeah. That, I do remember those. Those are good.
Yeah.
And do they still have the Zero candy bar?
Yes, I actually have one in my fridge.
Really? Okay.
Zero candy bar, 3 Musketeers.
Yeah. Almond Joy.
Well,
Almond
those
Joy.
They still make those.
Yeah,
too.
But they so small now you can hardly see them when you take them out of the pack.
Exactly.
I can't believe that the grocery stores get like $1.49 for those little things now.
Oh, that's crazy.
$1.79 where I am.
You know, that was the other great thing. I can remember my grandma and grandpa lived in a tiny town too, and when we'd go visit, you know, you go down to the little corner store and they had the old wooden candy case where they had the candy just in bins. I mean, there's so much quality of things back then that I just wish my kids and grandkids could have experienced. So
they had Miracles candy shop. They had some good candy. Miracles.
Yeah. For sure.
They used to manufacture there on Delmore, and I can't think of that other street. Right off of King's Highway. Velvet Freeze ice cream. Ted Drew's.
Oh, Ted Drew's, absolutely. That's still there, yep. Still going strong. So that's good stuff. Very good stuff. Oh,
And the St. Louis Zoo is pretty cool. I hate animals being captivated. That still bothers me.
Did you ever go to the zoo and see Phil the gorilla?
I don't remember that name.
Phil the gorilla was a stuffed gorilla.
Okay.
In the zoo, yeah.
I don't know. I can't believe that those animals are happy there, but who knows?
Well, I'm sure they're being taken care of decently.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so.
Well, I tell you that tornado that they had in Mississippi here a couple of weeks ago, it tore up a zoological display. It had two tigers in it, and when the wall fell down, one tiger left. The other tiger walked up to the wall and looked out, turned around, went back, and laid down.
Interesting. Huh. Yeah, I know one time I was down in the Bahamas, and we went down to the Blue Lagoon, and we were swimming with the dolphins. And I know one of them said, I was like, you know, can they get out or are they stuck in here? And because they had like this little cove and this little private island. And she's like, no, they're free to go. So they could literally go and jump and get out in the ocean if they wanted to, but they would come back. So it's very interesting. I guess that makes sense. I mean, if the animals know they're going to get fed and, I mean, if they're free to go, you know, come and go, that's the best way to do it. But, I'd like to be living on a tropical island. Did you guys hear about that?
The amusement park. Do you remember Forest Park Highland used to be over there on Oakland Avenue? Where Forest Park Community College is now. Actually, it was right there in front of the arena, I think it was.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Have you been back to St. Louis recently?
I'll probably go back there here in the next few months.
Okay.
I haven't been to St. Louis in a year.
Changed so much.
Chain of Rocks was another amusement.
I haven't been to Vegas forever. I need to come back out there. Oh.
Yeah, it's nice. I tell you, they say that, you know, something else we had in St. Louis was Route 66 passed through on its way up to Chicago, remember? Coming
out,
what was it, Chippewa? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I love Chippewa Street, all the antique stores. So, and St. Louis has some decent food, too. For sure. Especially on the hill, if you like Italian.
Yeah. Because I went to Old Fallon High School, and at lunchtime, we'd walk up on the hill to this Italian deli. Confectionery,
yeah.
And she was fixing sandwiches.
Yeah.
I guess you call them po' boy now. I get a po' boy sandwich, a pack of Hostess cupcakes, and a 16-ounce grape soda for 50 cents.
Yeah. I wonder how they reacted to COVID. Curious.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Now that I think about it. Because I didn't really go there. Yeah. For sure. For sure.
Old Vienna. Yeah. Old Vienna was located there off of King's Highway there at the Viaduct. going toward Manchester. Louisiana baked potato chips. It's still there.
Yeah. Hey, proof is the Green Valley Ranch, is that still nice there in Henderson?
Yeah, I haven't been there in a few years, but yeah, it's still there.
Okay. I've got to get over my fear of flying. I'm just worried about the pilots. But I can't. I can't worry about that. You know, if we say stuff like, that's the thing. It's like they can ask us if we've been injected and stuff to go and do things. But, boy, if we ask them, okay, you know, it's just like I want a doctor that hasn't been injected. I want a pilot that hasn't been injected. But if we ask things like that, oh, my gosh. You know, it will be a horrific thing. I just can't see that that's exactly what they did. The hypocrisy. Hypocrisy should be, I think, one of the major words for this administration.
Well, what about Dominion trying to sue Fox News for showing about the election fraud and then... Ray Epps wants to sue Tucker Carlson for showing video of him saying we have to storm the Capitol. And then Hunter wants to sue everybody in regards to his laptop because he even wants to sue the guy that he left the laptop with for sharing false information, but he just shared what was on the laptop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everybody's above the law except for us.
Well, if you're the 1%, you're above the law. Or if you're paid by the 1%, unless you're set up as a patsy like any of the school shooters.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that you should have several things at the school, one being that if teachers want to volunteer to be on a staff, they should be.
And
they also can install those old fire doors like you had in the warehouses that slide on a roller up above. Whenever you had the alarm go off, for that, just grab that door and slide it across and latch it, and the shooter couldn't get in.
Yeah. So didn't she bust through a window or something?
I think it was in the front door.
Like I said earlier, though, I don't pay attention to any of that because I don't believe a word. If the media is going to share all that, I don't believe it.
Well, yeah, but you can't trust me these days.
They had a surveillance camera that showed her shooting out the front door when she tried to open it. She shot out the glass, then put her hand in there and hit the release.
Jeez. I mean, and how did they not know that was happening? I mean, even the little schools around here have, I know they have cameras. It just does, none of it makes sense.
Well, they're going to have to start doing something because these idiots are attacking your kids, man. They're attacking your kids even with these cross dressers, lap dancing, and all this other crazy stuff. And now
they're trying to ban everybody from having guns except them.
Well, I got news for people. I'm not doing these freaking pronouns. If I run into any of this, like literally, physically run into any of it, I'm not participating, and They just, if I see any of that stuff going down in front of a child, I mean, I'll do something. I'm not going to sit there and watch that. That's just, that is child abuse. I mean,
and they're saying it's child abuse if you don't allow it.
Oh, well, I could give a you-know-what. Oh. No,
well, we
got
to take the position you just stated. We can't be arguing. We can't be trying to quote science and turn to page 52 in your science manual. No, just say you're not going to do it. Simple. We argue too much. I don't know how many lessons did you give people over immunology, the effectiveness of masks, and the probability of vaccines. How many classes did you have on the street at the kitchen table? The heck was it? We ain't going to do it.
Yeah. I just, and you know, that a lot of this, it does start at home. I mean, because the parents, they're allowing their children. I mean, that one video they were passing around, and I get sick. That's the one thing I wish they would stop, is like on Twitter, and it's mostly, I think, on Twitter where they're doing this. They're sharing these videos of like that little kid that was dressed up like a drag queen doing that dance, and then these freaking weirdo trans people that are throwing that one guy that Budweiser just put on freaking one of their bottles. You know, stop throwing, stop pushing this stuff around on Twitter. You're giving them, you know, you're making them famous. I'm like, stop showing this stuff.
Well, where it's really toxic is on that TikTok. They show every damn thing on there.
Yes.
Weird stuff.
Yes.
And you know, that's just an infiltration of the CCP trying to get into our society, affect the mental capacity, mental thinking of our children. That's what that's all about.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I think that he even said that's what they were going to do with it, you know? So, it's, I tell you, the phones, cell phones, I think were probably the worst thing that was ever created. I mean, I know there's good reasons for them, but I think that
when we was kids, we had to memorize five numbers to go to every face we could picture in our head: auntie, uncle, sister, brother.
Yeah.
We had numbers to remember. It wasn't no area code. No, I remember my number was 385-3309 for a long time. Actually, the 385 was forward.
Yep. No, you're right. I mean, I think we're – I don't think we're creating smarter humans. I think we're dumbing them down. I mean, because it's not like, you know – like I said, I have a degree in math. So, you know, I hate that they think that these kids can do math on computers. I mean, we need to throw these freaking computers out the window again, especially in school, make them get back to books. But I know that in this world, that's not realistic. They have to be able to operate these things. I don't know.
Oh. You remember we had problems, math books, word problems?
Yeah.
If such and such lived in Chicago, which is 350 miles, if you your car got 3 gallons a mile and it took you 2.5, how many gallons have you used in 2.5 hours? You had math word problems. You had to do thinking.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, they don't want our kids to think these days. They just want them to, you know, listen and obey and be brainwashed and become a liberal and agree with everything they say.
mean, that's the other thing that people, I don't understand how they can't see that party, the left, is you can't disagree with them about anything or they have a freaking meltdown. You know, it's like, that's so stupid. So stupid. And we didn't do that. You know, did everybody pitch a fit when Biden got president? I mean, we obviously there were things going on, but you didn't see people in the streets crying and having meltdowns and like when Trump was elected and all those weirdos were in the streets crying. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, look at the demonstrations that they had close to the border in towns. Burning of trash cans, setting vehicles on fire, busting out windows.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, France, they're going crazy over there, aren't they? You guys keeping up with that at all? I think there's a little more to it. There has to be than just the pension thing. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. And did you see where Zelensky was it? Was it in Austria? Which country was it he was visiting and he was speaking and all of them got up and walked out? It was hilarious.
People beginning to see what's going on.
Yeah.
And you're going to have third, let's see, what's the word for it? Not the main news, but you're going to have these third sources of news, independent news.
Yes.
They usually tell things the way it is.
Yes. That's what I was telling you guys about Crossroads by Joshua Phillips. He's more of a conservative, but he's not real, but he will just report truth and he will not report anything that he cannot factually back up. So he tries to remain very neutral, but he's very sensible, easy to listen to, and I keep up with him. But the reason too that I kept keeping up with him, a friend of mine in St. Louis actually knows him, and he said, "Oh yeah," he said, "he's a really good guy." And so I've been watching him, and I believe him. He seems pretty up and up. So.
And now they use AI to write stories. When you read these articles, you can see the grammar mistakes, the double uses of one particular word, like I. Then it goes on, but they're using AI to write these stories. And it depends on who you want it to take greatest concern with. You know, if it's blacks, there's certain words that they would put in the story that you would find within certain cultures.
Yes.
Yeah, these students are using AI to write their essays.
Crazy. Yeah, that's... Oh.
That must be terrible then when they got 7 or 8 kids in the same class that are turning in the same essay that ChatGPT wrote.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know how teachers are these days, most of them. I really don't. I mean, you know, my kids have been out of school for so long now, so I don't know if – I just wonder the – percentage of liberal versus conservative teachers.
It's hard to find a conservative teacher. They get rid of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife was a teacher. I think she was more liberal when before she met me. I don't think I necessarily influenced her, maybe a little bit, but I think it's the socialism that scared a bunch of people away.
Yeah. And Marxism. I mean,
Oh.
I've seen a story where a guy was applying for a superintendent spot at some school, and either he wrote something down that referred to a school a school board member as ladies, and they got rid of him. They didn't fit through his resume in the trash.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Wow. Unbelievable. Aye, aye, aye. Oh, I'm going to be in trouble if I ever have to go work for somebody else again.
Yeah, I know. I've had my wagey job for about a year. I'm just glad I don't have to go anywhere. I work at home.
Yeah. Exactly. No, I mean, my business is struggling right now, but I said at least I was saved during COVID because I would have been fired. I would have been fired. There's no way I was going to do that stuff.
Oh, so. I lost my J job back then.
Oh, really? Good for you. I mean, seriously.
I lost some friends during that.
Sure.
And they won't come out to like Henry Aaron. They won't say he died from the shot, but a lot
absolutely
of people say he
did. Yeah, I have no doubt.
Demetrius Johnson there in St. Louis. Took the shot early on and got sick. He got sick Christmas Eve. He died Christmas Eve. He got sick the week before because they usually have a big event for the kids and his foundation down in Union Station, a big Christmas party.
Yeah.
And he wasn't able to do that the Sunday before.
Yeah, no, we're...
People having strokes.
Yep. And now they're trying to blame it on everything else. Eggs?
Yes.
Still doing the egg thing.
They blamed it on exercise?
Yeah.
But they'll tell you what doesn't cause it, and that's the gene therapies. But everything else
right.
will cause it.
Right. Every once in a while, I'll get these things that come over and they want me to take a survey about COVID. I do it every single time. I'm like, sure. They don't like my answers. I guarantee you they don't like my answers. They're like, can the COVID vaccines be trusted or when did you take yours? And then it has options, and it's like, mine's always never. And do you trust them? And I'm like, absolutely not. I do it every time. I'm like, yeah, they need to know how
I feel. That's what you got to do. You got to have these conversations with young people. Like I have about 5 or 6 or 7 young black males that we get together, and they call me up. He didn't call me up 6 o'clock in the morning, wanting a conference call. But he asked my opinion. What are they seeing? What is it that we are seeing? I tell them.
That's good.
And they begin to understand. You have to do that. The blessing that you have for being able to live long is a blessing that you have to share.
Yeah. Sure.
And it's a sin someone go out and intentionally harm themselves. Well, they're not intentionally. They are inadvertently harming themselves because they just don't know. It's
right.
The old proverbial, learn the hard way.
Oh, that's true. And that has been the scary part. I mean, like I said, I for 30 years, I've studied this kind of stuff, so I knew better. But most people, 85% of the people don't. So.
And I've talked to both. I've talked to young white males on problems that they have also. So it's, you know, I know the way it is when I'm talking how it sounds. But no, my purpose is to make sure that human beings be able to be treated the way human beings should be able to be treated.
Absolutely.
And I tell my children that people are human beings. And human beings have personalities, they have tendencies, they have habits, and they have traditions and culture. So you have to be respectful and aware of all those things when you're dealing with a person. You always show a person respect.
Yes.
One thing I like down here is I think today I was waiting at the shop to get my car some new shoes. I must have said yes, sir, and no, sir, about at least 24 times. Either people, the salesperson, the mechanics, people that came in to pick up cars, we got to talking. So that there is a good thing. It's different from where we come from up there in Missouri.
Yeah.
Yes, ask somebody a question. No, what you want?
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, that's true. It's the respect. Manners doesn't exist much anymore. But like I said, too, it starts at home, you know? I mean, parents don't raise their kids anymore. You know, they're raised by strangers. I know that has to happen a lot, but that's something that needs to change. It's sad. So sad. Oh.
Yeah, and you don't realize these things until you get older. You know, I heard earlier we were talking about it having a fear of God. Yeah, that, and also my grandfather. I mean, when I found myself about ready to get into a predicament, the first thing came to my mind, oh, please, what granddad going for?
Yeah. No, it's true. And, you know, I'm just very grateful that I know when my children were born, I had that deep connection, and it was like, I wanted to stay home and raise them. I wasn't going to let somebody else raise my top children. And fortunately, we were able to do it, you know. My husband at the time made a decent living. And, I mean, we weren't rich, but we could get by. So I just wish more people would do that, you know, live with less and raise their children if they can. You know, my oldest daughter probably could, but this generation, they're just, most of them don't do that. They work. So she's fortunate, though, her mother-in-law actually lives with them, and she watches the grandbaby now at home. So because we saw early on with him, she put him in a daycare for a little while, and, boy, you see changes. Quick in their personalities, and thank God he wasn't there long. But unfortunately, that's the majority of kids, you know. So there we go. Starts early on. So early.
Yeah, that's society nowadays that we live in. You know, back in the old times, you didn't put grandma and grandpa in nursing homes. They stayed there with you.
Yes, absolutely.
And they can help raise the kids because they bring that generational asset to the family.
Yep.
They had sharp minds because they was always utilized. They had something very, very valuable to give, to offer.
Yeah. And they weren't on
30 medications. Oh, you know, that's the other scary part. I'm trying to help someone right now, and he's on probably 20 medications, and he's miserable. He's awful, and just that's got to change too. There's a lot. There is a lot. People just have to get in touch with themselves and like you said, the respect and do the right thing. I mean, it's just...
Well, we know what it used to be and can see what we have today. It's very, very hard to bring things back.
Yeah. Very evident. You're right. Now, I don't know, but I think there are a lot of people out there really suffering right now. Economically, I think it's much worse than it probably ever has been. But then again, I'm not...
Well, you know, down here you can tell because everybody drives fast, like they're trying to get from one job and get to the next one. The young people. I was listening to one young lady. She was talking about working three jobs.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, do you guys have an issue down there? A lot of businesses, are they struggling to find people to work?
They got hiring signs every place you go. When I first came down here, I try to walk down, you know, take a walk. And some storekeeper run outside and try to pull me in, put me to work. I said, no, I'm retired.
Yeah. No, it's the same here. I even heard that McDonald's was getting ready to close some stores or fire some people.
Yeah, they're looking to lay off people at the corporate office because they're just hemorrhaging money.
Wow.
You know what's sad is that it's almost $25 at McGMO to order two meals for, like, you and a spouse want to go to McGMO. You're in for $25 for a Big Mac, fries, and a drink.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
For two people? Oh, my God.
Yeah, the meals are like $11 or $12 a piece now.
Oh, no way. Oh, that's crazy. I did not know that. Huh. But then again, I don't eat fast food, so. Huh.
Well, if you don't eat it, stay away from it because it can be very... If you take fast food, if you take something devastating in your family, it brings about stress, and fast food just makes it worse. Proof,
yeah.
I think you just about ran out of time.
Oh, yeah, 4 minutes.
But
yeah.
I enjoyed the conversation with you, being that you know so much about St. Louis.
I know. It's fun. I had no idea that, I mean, I remembered, you know, that you, were familiar, but I didn't realize all the connections there, especially with Anheuser-Busch. That's really cool.
Anheuser-Busch, Tarleton.
Yes. When you said Tarleton, I was like, what?
I think the last superintendent I worked around, his name was Mel Schwartz. Old Mel. And some of the other ones, I can't remember.
Interesting. And my dad's name was John Bradley. Easy name. But He's still alive.
Yeah,
he's
doing
good. He took two of the shots and can't walk now, so we'll see.
Yeah, things change as time goes by.
Yeah. But we're just, you know, we got to hang in there. We're put here for a reason. So we got work to do.
Yeah, you want to try to leave it better than what it was when you found it.
No, most people don't think like that anymore. It's all about what can you do for me.
Yeah, you're right. You are absolutely right. It's true. And if they would just try it, they'd realize it's much better the other way. You know, I remember someone saying, you know, if you want certain things, you have to give it. So, and it's true.
Well, now you could just claim privilege.
Yeah. Yep.
And you're, and just say you're trans and you can get whatever you need.
Exactly. Oh, never, ever. Did I mean, I'm like, pinch me. This can't be happening. Honestly. Oh.
Well, you know what time that is when you hear the
yes.
music. So,
right.
Okay, everybody be safe.
Thank you for calling in.
All right. Had fun, guys.
Thank you for being here as well.
Everyone else,
I'll be back again tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am negative, and I am...